Hey, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about a big party that they throw in Exira every July. They do a big party for the 4th of July every year for 161 years now, and doing again this year, probably bigger and better with America's 250th birthday going on. The Exira Community Club hosting everyone in Southwest and West Central Iowa for the party, and Steph Peterson is with the Community Club and going to talk a little bit about the big goings-on this week. Steph, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You bet. Hey, talk about the preparation for all of this. How much time do you folks put in getting this all set up?
This actually goes weeks to months in advance, between lining up, you know, all of our food vendors, getting the carnival scheduled. Just numerous things go into this.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always kind of amazed me is you folks are still able to have a carnival. It seems like there's so few of those opportunities around for youngsters anymore.
Yes, that is kind of a struggle, but it's coming together, and we should have some good rides this year.
Awesome.
They're even bringing a mechanical bull.
Okay, so for the adults too then, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, good times in Exira always. And one of the things folks look forward to every year is the parade. The big parade in Exira is indeed just that. It's a big parade. Will you be using the same route this year?
Yes, we will be using the extended route that we have done the last few years. And it is free to register down at the Exira Legion Ballpark.
Okay, registration from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the parade gets started at 10:30, and I understand you have some special grand marshals this year.
We do. Judy and Gary Van Arnum. Their children had a nice little write-up that they submitted to us.
Yeah, so how do you choose the grand marshals every year? Do you ask for entries?
We do. We ask for nominations from the community, and this year we had, I think, probably at least 10-plus nominations, and so it is hard to choose from, but we narrow it down and, you know, kind of just pick the most deserving.
What tossed Gary and Judy over the top?
Just their dedication within the community, how, you know, they've driven in the parade several years, the Fair Queens, and they are part of our Lutheran Church band, and they've done numerous things.
Yeah, very active and very involved, and a lot of it has to do with the youngsters.
Yes.
You bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the activities now, because you've got a lot going on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so many things happening. Let's talk a little bit about the Friday activities. What do you have planned?
Friday, we start off with our fun run and 5K and 10K, and so everyone is welcome to do that. There's still time to register up until, you know, the evening of the 2nd. And then we have added sand volleyball, and that is welcome to all ages, so it's family friendly. You can come play or even just come out and support. Then we have the carnival going on and the community barbecue. And then we've also got the kiddie parade that anyone can come and decorate themselves, their bike, their wagon, whatever they feel like they want to dress up.
Well, sometimes those kiddie parades can be just as much fun as the big parades, because some of those kids go all out.
They do. They most certainly do. And it's fun to see them all dressed up in their red, white, and blue.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, street dance in the evening, so lots going on Friday, July 3rd. Now, Saturday, July 4th, of course, is the big day, and we've already talked a little bit about the parade and how many folks are going to come out and enjoy that. You haven't cut down the trees, right? Still lots of shade?
We still have plenty of shade, yes.
Okay. Folks want to pick out those good shady spots and set up those chairs. Lots of great places to watch the parade. Lots of things going on throughout the day, and it's a lot of family-friendly activities, right?
Yes, we have park entertainment all day after the parade. Just a variety. Roger Berger, Joe Bean, and Zephyr Mitchell. And then we also have our kids' tractor pulls in the afternoon. And the carnival will also be going on all day. And then later in the evening, if you just want to kind of relax and do a little bit of watching of the rodeo.
Is that always a big draw?
It is. We have a good turnout for that.
Yeah. You've done that for a number of years, haven't you?
We have, quite a few years, and I know that the kids really enjoy that mutton busting.
Do they enjoy it, or do we enjoy watching them?
I think it's both, but yes, I really enjoy watching that.
There's a reason they wear a helmet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and that all leads up to, of course, the grand fireworks display in the evening, and that'll be at the football field.
That is correct, yes.
All right.
Around dusk, about 9:45.
Yeah. Okay. Well, during the course of the day, it's there's so much going on. I mean, people come for the parade, but they stay for a lot of the other activities. The nice thing about this is the parade kind of draws everybody into the central part of the community too. So that's where all the activity is.
Yeah.
And in addition to the carnival and those types of things, you've got a lot of local groups that set up stands, don't you?
Yes, we have several different food stands, and then with our new coffee shop open, and then we also have our ice cream shop. So there's definitely a variety of places that you can get food if you are from out of town and, you know, want a place to eat.
You bet. Well, and I don't know if you guys watch license plates or anything, but I'm guessing there are a lot of folks that come from outside the Audubon County area.
Yes, there is.
It's time to kind of reacquaint folks with each other again. Might see each other a few times during the year, especially during that big 4th of July celebration. Sunday, July 5th, still some more things going on. Can't let a good time go away that easy. We got to have a few more things to do on Sunday, right?
Yes, we start off with our ecumenical church service. And then following that, we are bringing back our Stars of Exira talent show, and where they can qualify for the Bill Riley Talent Show at State Fair.
Very good. So an opportunity for that. The alumni coffee is always a tradition that happens during the 4th of July celebration as well. I see that's at 2 o'clock at the Lions Building. And then the library is having a foam party?
Yes. Unfortunately, they had to reschedule. And so we thought this would be a perfect way to just kind of end the 4th of July celebration. And it'll be held in the park and the kids can come enjoy that.
Okay, excellent. Well, a lot of opportunity for folks to enjoy lots of different variety of activities here during the course of this weekend as well. Hey, Steph, talk a little bit about the community club, because if we don't have these types of our organizations in our small towns, a lot of things don't get done. Do you have a lot of members?
We actually are a group of only 10.
Oh, wow.
And so, yes, a lot of planning goes into this. And, you know, if you see us out and about, we are, you know, running around trying to get the next thing going. And, yes, we appreciate all the support and our sponsors and all the volunteers that help us put this on, too.
Are you always looking for more members?
We are always looking for any input, anyone who wants to come and just join a meeting. You wouldn't necessarily have to jump right in and be a board member, but just come out and just listen.
Yeah. So the expectations are essentially whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
You'll take whatever talent folks can offer.
We will. We are glad for any support and volunteering that anyone will give us.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this is the 161st Exira 4th of July celebration. Not a lot of things around these parts have gone on for that long. How have you been able to continue to sustain such a fun atmosphere year after year?
I think it just goes back to, you know, a long-standing tradition where Exira is just, we've had that big 4th of July, and everyone enjoys coming back to it.
People just kind of expect it.
Yes.
Very good. Well, Steph, tell me, what's the favorite food for you every year when you come to the 4th of July celebration?
I would probably say a good barbecued sandwich. Just a simple pulled pork, but yes.
That tastes like summer.
Yes.
It absolutely tastes like summer. Very good. Well, lots of great things coming up here during the course of these next few days as Exira once again puts on a big party here in Southwest Iowa to celebrate the 4th of July. And even bigger, we're celebrating 250 years since the Declaration of Independence was announced to the King of England. So we are looking forward to a great big party here with Grand Marshals Judy and Gary Van Arnhem during the course of the parade. And again, that parade is that's the big Focal Point. That starts at 10:30 Saturday morning, and you can register between 8 and 10 a.m. at the Legion Ballpark shelter and get lined up, and you'll have a great time. It's always one of the more enjoyable parades here in the area, with lots of shade, lots of opportunity to have some great food before and after as well. So hope folks take a chance to get out and visit. And just like everywhere else around the area, Exira doesn't lock up the doors when they have a party. They welcome everyone, correct?
Yes, that is very correct.
All right, very good. Steph Peterson's been with us here this morning, the Exira Community Club, helping to celebrate the 4th of July one more time here this year in Exira. Steph, good luck this weekend. Hope you have a great party.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, too.